And welcome back in Morning Blitz on Game Day, SportsRadio.com. Boji Wood, joined by Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, let's go ahead and take a look at this past weekend's NFL featured games. Listen, you know, I thought I'd seen it all, but in Miami, obviously, they've got something I had never seen before, because I had, you know, I've seen all the laterals and everything in Millsaps and Trinity a few years ago, Division III game. They had something like 17 laterals on the last play of the game, and Trinity ends up scoring and winning. So I'm used to all these laterals, but it's the first time that I've seen one of these plays work with just two or three laterals, and it was just almost like Kenyon Drake outran the Patriots. But again, for you guys that don't know what we're talking about, New England lost on the last play of the game down in Miami, 34-33. And even though they had the loss, the Pats, they're still holding on to first place in the AFC East.
Yeah, Coach, that was it was a crazy play in the NFL. Kenyon Drake looked like he had just turned into a quarterback from Navy or Army towards the end of the game. He kind of faked the lateral and outran Gronk, and that's really the thing that was most notable for me. Miami was 75 yards from the end zone. I thought it was odd to have Gronk in the game to knock down a Hail Mary, because Tannehill's not going to throw it 75 yards. But Miami gets the win. They're now 7-6, but they're still, as you said, they're still two games back of the Patriots.
Chiefs and Baltimore, they go into overtime. It was closer than the experts predicted. But the Chiefs, they got by Baltimore 27-24 in overtime. They stay a game ahead of the Chargers in the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes threw for 377 yards, a couple of touchdowns on the league's best defense, including a desperation 4th-and-9 in regulation that got them in a position to tie the football game, just to get them into overtime.
Yeah, Chiefs win, but the Ravens cover the 6.5 for 7 points. Baltimore, they're still just one game back of Pittsburgh, because the Steelers went out to California and lost to the Raiders.
As crazy as it sounds, every team in the AFC North is still mathematically alive. And I know that the Ravens, that they depend on their defense. They're built around that defense. But listen, I've got to take my hat off to Lamar Jackson. A lot of people gave him a lot of grief coming into the league, saying he wasn't smart enough to play quarterback at the NFL, that he was just a pure athlete. He's proven those folks wrong.
Yeah, I don't think they can win a playoff game if they do make the postseason with him. But that anytime you have a great elite defense like the Ravens have, I still think you have to have a healthy Joe Flacco. But I'm with you. Lamar Jackson played great. No way did I think that they would be able to put up 24 on the road against the number one seed in the AFC.
Another overtime game between Dallas and Philadelphia. Dallas gets by the Eagles 29-23. Game was 6-0 at the half, but both teams exploded in the fourth quarter. They had 31 points between them, and Dallas gets the win 29-23.
Yeah, bad beat for the under players in this game. Dallas has all but wrapped up the NFC East after sweeping the Eagles. And looks like that Amari Cooper trade is certainly paying off.
Oh, most definitely. 10 receptions for 217 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the clincher, which the ball should have been knocked down, but it was tapped up. He gathers it and gets into the end zone for the win for the Cowboys. Sunday night, the Rams from sunny L.A. go to the Midway, and they take on the monsters of the Midway. And the Bears defense showed up and showed out. Bears 15, Rams 6. The Rams only lose their second game. They fall to 11-2. But it was a high-scoring game everybody thought was going to come about. But both defenses, they created havoc. And again, you and I have talked about this many times from my days of coaching up there. You play in Chicago at night in the dead of winter. It's going to mess with your offense.
Yeah, Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky, both quarterbacks had trouble. Goff threw 4 picks. Trubisky threw 3. Bears now in control of the NFC North. The Rams, they have a good lead over Seattle, but it looks like Seattle may make the postseason now.
Seattle, speaking of Seattle, last night got a big win over the Vikings playing in their highlighter uniforms. Those were the most hideous things that I've seen since watching Oregon play. And listen, the Seahawks, they just like their uniforms. They're not pretty. They didn't play pretty last night, but they're sitting at 8-5, and they are in the first NFC wildcard spot right now with just three games remaining.
Yeah, it was an ugly game. Both teams gained less than 280 yards of total offense. The Seahawks led 6-0. I think it was about 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Vikings were attempting a field goal to pull within three. The point spread was three, by the way. And Seattle blocked that field goal. They went on to score a touchdown after that with about 3 minutes to go. To go up 14-0.
Great play by Bobby Wagner, linebacker for the Seahawks, to block that kick, and that kind of just, you know, set the tone for the rest of the game. However, though, if you go back and you look at the tape, you know, a 15-yard penalty should have been called on Bobby Wagner there, and they threw the flag originally. They picked it up, and again, but that's water under the bridge now. The Seahawks, their last three games are with the Niners, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals. And 2-1, I think, will get them into the postseason.
Agreed, Coach.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We got Yogi Roth coming up, but Mike, we'll have you back later on in the week. We'll talk some more NFL playoff games, or excuse me, NFL games that's going to have playoff ramifications, and we're talking about the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's going to be Thursday night. But then, as crazy as it sounds, a little bit later on in the week, we're going to be talking bowl games, aren't we?
We are, and there's also Saturday NFL, so you have two NFL games Saturday. And five or six bowl games Saturday.
Yeah, and you know the Browns are playing. You know I know about that. So we'll be breaking that game down also. All right, Mike Bernard, OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. He'll be back with us later on in the week. We're going to take a quick break. Game Day, sportsradio.com. Won't you hear what I'm saying?